The following is a presentation from Lancaster Baptist Church and Pastor Paul Chapel.
What a tremendous evening this is. And I want you to take your Bible, if you will, and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We want to look at just one scripture tonight and just make a few brief comments from this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Notice, if you will, verse number 5, 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 5. The Bible says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." A number of years ago, I was handed a brochure from an Episcopalian college. Now, on the outside of the brochure, it asked a question. It said, "Have you considered the vocation of the ministry?" When I read that, I thought, that's wrong twice. Number one, it's not a consideration. It is a calling. And secondly, it is not a vocation. It is the ministry. The ministry is a high and holy calling of God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul said, "I thank Christ Jesus the Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." So, what is ministry? Some might look at ministry and think, that looks like fun. Or someone might say, that looks fulfilling. Or someone might say, that looks like someone could attain a lot of fame or perhaps some financial reward or make a lot of friends. But from this verse, the Apostle Paul bursts that bubble and he gives us three simple facts about the ministry. First, he says, it is a denial of self. We preach not ourselves. The ministry, no matter whether we are standing behind a pulpit, singing a special number, helping folks in as an usher, teaching a class, working in the nursery, driving a bus, fixing a computer, it really doesn't matter what that ministry is. It is never about us. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 31, said, "I die daily. I am crucified with Christ. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts." The Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans 15 and verse 3 that even Christ pleased not himself. John the Baptist said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Josh, every day you're going to have a funeral for self. Every day the old man must die. The old man must be crucified. Every day there must be a funeral for me. For Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." First and foremost, the ministry is a denial of self. But secondly, Paul reminds us that it is a declaration of the Savior. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. In any ministry, we need to make Jesus Christ look good. We need to make God look good. Our society, our culture has never seen a day where we need in more of an emphasis and more of a concentration of seeing God lifted up and magnified. I would say to Brother Tanner tonight, make him the theme of your preaching. Make him the topic of your conversation. Make him the teacher of your life. Make him the tabernacle of your motives. He is the message. He is the answer. He is the solution. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. Don't lose sight of him. The busyness of ministry and the busyness of serving, so often it's easy to lose sight of the one we preach. Ministry is a denial of self. Ministry is a declaration of the Savior. But then ministry is a decision to serve. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And there was no greater example of servitude than the Lord himself. As Paul reminds us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. A ministry, a decision to serve. Just a little over 2 weeks ago, I closed the teen camp in Prudenville, Michigan, at a place called Camp Kobiak. After preaching the final service, I was making my way to the back when a lady approached me. She said, "May I have a moment?" I said, "Sure." She said, "I'd like to take a picture with you and my son." I had met Mrs. Weindorf earlier in the week. She had come to camp with her church to help her son. It was his first time at camp. Conrad was a special needs child. I'm guessing 13 or 14. Appeared to me to have Down syndrome. Delightful young man, happy, outgoing, enjoying all the aspects of camp. But Tanya wanted to make sure that he would have a good time. She'd come to camp, leaving her other four children and her husband back in Indianapolis, and had come to make sure that her son could experience camp to the fullest, to make sure that his counselor would understand his special needs, to make sure that I, as the preacher, would understand that maybe Conrad would not get everything that I was trying to communicate, as his ability might be a bit limited. To make sure that he would fit into the cabin and make sure that he would enjoy the activities, the swimming, the canoeing, the extra activities of camp. She wanted to just be there and make sure that her son would have a good time. And Tanya came, and quite frankly, as I observed her throughout that week, she was there simply to serve. To serve her son, to serve the Lord, to be a blessing. As Conrad put his arms around my waist for that picture, his mother snapped several shots on her iPad, and we said a few words, and I left. Of course, none of us knew at that moment that within 24 hours, Mrs. Weindorf would be in eternity. The church with which she had come, the Colonial Hills Baptist Church of Indianapolis, their bus would crash just a mile from home on their return from camp. And Tanya, the youth pastor, and his wife would be fatally injured. The news media were quite interested in this story. And a CNN reporter asked Brother Jeff Call, the director of Camp Kobiak, what was the last day of Mrs. Weindorf's life like? What did she do on Friday? They wanted to know what her last day on earth would have been like. Brother Call looked at that reporter and he said, well, I can't really tell you everything that she did. But he said, I know the last thing she did. He said, the last thing Tanya did before boarding that bus was she came to the office and she handed my secretary 20 handwritten thank you notes. Notes to people in the kitchen. Notes to people who had counseled her son. Notes to people who had served in some way her boy. The last thing she did was ministered. Of course, Tanya Weindorf wasn't in the ministry. Or was she? Ministry is a denial of self, a declaration of the Savior, and a decision to serve. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for many in this room who minister. Thank you tonight for Brother Tanner, who is being set apart by his local church for full-time ministry. And Lord, I pray that all of us would be challenged tonight to deny self, to declare our Savior, and decide to serve. And may you use us as we would minister to others the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. For we pray it in his name.